Hello there, welcome to another exciting edition of the program Ideas That Win. My name is Victor Sonia. Today I'll be talking about how to add value. This is the first part of a two-part series on how to add value. And in the second tape, I'll be talking about how to add value to an organization. Everywhere you turn, you hear people talking about adding value to make you more influential. To make more money, you need to add value. And the question is, how do you add value? That's what people are always wondering. This value thing, how does it work? The first thing you need to do if you want to add value is you want to become inquisitive. You want to develop a childlike mind. You want to get curious. If you're new in a company, say you're a new manager from another region, you want to know things like, what's our market like? What's our target? What are the company goals? What are the capability of the people I'm working with now? If you become the person who understands the purpose of things by asking questions, you become the go-to guy. And you don't have to be a manager to add value. Value adding simply means you understand everything about how the company works. Say the company is considering buying a new device and you know how many people require training. You also know where and how to use the device to maximize profit. Who do you think will be in charge of the project? You! This strategy works even in your home because when you understand the capabilities of your partner, you can actually figure out what they like and what they cannot stand. The second thing you want to do when you're adding value is you want to become the connector. Have you ever been to a party and there's someone who seems to know everyone? We call this type of people the life of the party. They introduce people to each other. They walk to another person, introduce this. This is how connectors work in value-adding systems. They know who is who in their network. Almost all of us know that one person you can turn to when you're looking for a web designer. You know that one person you can turn to when you're looking for a tailor. Connectors know exactly what people can do, and then they link them up. You don't have to do much. All you have to do as a connector is develop a true passion for people. You cannot learn about people and remember their names and their jobs except you're passionate about them. So how does this work? Let me tell you. When people tell you their goals, your job is to go to your hard drive in your memory, recall someone doing something similar or complimentary, and then you hook them up. People will love you for it. The third thing you want to do is you want to be the person who embodies excellence. Most people take things for granted. In fact, Michelangelo was painting the Sistine Chapel someday and he was on the ceiling and he was painting a part that was facing the roof. And a friend of his was looking at him and was thinking, why is he so meticulous? And the friend asked him, why are you spending so much time on that? Because he was facing the roof. And he said, nobody's ever going to see that. And Michelangelo replied, God will. That level of excellence should permeate everything you do. Like, God will see it, even if nobody can see it. Believe me, people notice a man who is excellent. So to add value to your organization or to your friends, you have to go the extra mile. You've heard it before. The difference between extraordinary and ordinary is the word extra. Same way, the difference between water and cold water is the word cold. But believe me, cold water takes on new meaning in a hot 39 degrees Celsius day with high humidity. That word cold changes it all. You need to go the extra mile. Go from water to cold water. That's just it. In what areas can you bring in the extra factor at work? Remember, value is about service. Value is about contribution. People who find a way to add value inspire others. Everyone can add value, but not everyone is willing to go out and do it. This is why people who add value are leaders, because they inspire others. They make things happen for others. So go out today, become curious, ask questions, seek solutions, connect people, and make sure you're excellent in everything you do. You know what? Let us continue this conversation on www.victorsonia.com, or you can like my Facebook page, Victor C. Sonia, on Facebook. Till I come your way on the next part of this series and I bring you the second part, which is focused on adding value to your organization, my name remains Victor Sonia, reminding you to chase excellence in success. We'll find you.